Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A glorious victory for the Bulldogs over those Texas Longhorns that have spent all that money on. There's no Lamborghinis, Carl. Well, not anymore that Carson Beck left in Athens. The Texas Longhorns take it in the shorts on an amazing atmosphere at Athens at Sanford Stadium. It's time to talk to the first lady of the Georgia Bulldogs. It's Barbara Dooley. Carl, brought to you by Kroger. How you doing, Barbara?
Were you here? That's all I want to know. You here?
No, we Barbara. Saw it on TV.
Oh, no, Barbara.
It looked electric.
It was. It truly was electric. You cannot go back and recapture that. It was out of this world. I've never heard the noise level like it was in that stadium. It was amazing. And Barbara, it was so electric, I almost cried at the end to see that poor Arch Manning. I'm serious. He broke my heart. No, I'm not joking. I got upset thinking that Arch Manning has been so awful compared to what everybody hyped him up to be. And there his uncle, his daddy, all of them were in Athens watching him. And I just felt so sorry for him, but I was glad we beat the hell out of him.
She is cold-blooded, Barbara Dooley.
Well, a win is a win is a win.
It's
right?
A win. It's a win. Barbara, and you've lived this all your life, and that's the beauty of this. You can truly feel sorry in a situation like that because he is a good young man. There's no doubt. He comes from an incredible family. And look, the kid's going to be okay. I've said this, you know. They've got to figure some things out. He's going to be fine. They've got to figure some things out with the coaching staff and getting some better offensive linemen. At the end of the day, though, Arch will be fine. But you're right. A win is a win, and that is what Georgia went out there to do. I think, Barbara, when we talk about the atmosphere and the response and what you're talking about, the vibe, it was a big game. Everybody knew it. Texas hadn't been there, I think, since the 50s or something of that nature,
right.
playing in Athens. And it just felt like, okay. And then the way the game went, right? And Mike and I have talked about this all week, and I want to get your opinion on it because I know Vince, he has to be smiling up in heaven. That damn onside kick, Barbara, I mean, the timing and the execution, what did you think?
Well, first of all, I went, is he crazy? I'm going, what did he just do? I mean, it was such a shocker. First of all, we didn't need it right then, but it was perfect because what it did, it broke their backs. That was like the straw that broke the backs. And I heard a lot of people talk about it. And a lot of things they characterized, but they are talking about Kirby Like, he is a big honcho. I mean, this guy has got him. He is walking around with him. Oh, my God.
Yep. As they say over in Europe, he's got the attachments, Barbara. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He's got them. But what he said, and he was so right, he said, if it hadn't worked, you would have thought I was a fool. And he was absolutely right. But it worked.
But that's coaching. No, they looked at the tape. They saw tendencies with Texas. They saw some of those guys were peeling back, you know, off that first line, so they knew they could get the kick. And I love the aggressiveness because he sensed they were getting some momentum going forward on fourth down. And I know he's busy dating your granddaughter, but Gunnar Stockton gets better and better each week. And he's one of the best players. I think he should be a Heisman finalist.
I think he might be. You know, every week his name gets higher and higher in the list. But it's just been such a phenomenal season, and to me, and I am certainly not an expert. I am, as Vince used to say, he could tell what the fans were thinking because of my brain. And it wasn't this perfect brain for football, but I've been watching football all my life. And I honestly believe that was Coach Kirby Smart's finest coaching game. I think it was Mike Bobo's finest offensive play mix.
Right.
And I think the defensive coach did enough. I think it was the perfect game for, I just hope to goodness it wasn't a culmination that's over because they finally got it all together.
Right. Barbara, I'm glad you brought this up. It's Barbara Dooley here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, brought to you by our friends at Kroger, talking about Georgia's win over Texas. They face Charlotte on Saturday. Then, of course, clean old-fashioned hate. And it always means something. It feels like it's going to mean a little bit more this year with Georgia Tech, the kind of season they're having. But, Barbara, I want to get back to what you just said. If Kirby wins the national championship this year, this by far to me is going to be his best coaching job. The 21 team was loaded, right? And then they came back, and they were loaded. And it was almost like they were expected to win. Nobody expects them to win the national championship this year. And I'm sitting there Saturday night going, damn it, Kirby, if you take these guys and win another one, this is his best coaching job.
There's no question. And, what's so ironic about all of this, we started with, we don't have a quarterback. I don't know how we're going to win this year. And, you know, Feinbaum even said he needs to go back to North Georgia and sell insurance.
Right.
Nobody gave Gunner the credit that Gunner needed, but that's what's so great about nobody thought Gunner could do it, and everybody thought Arch could do it. And poor Arch has been under the gun from the day he put on the Texas uniform.
Yeah,
and
it's too much
Gunner
pressure.
And Gunner had no pressure. It was his to earn or lose. And
all right, Barbara.
I'm telling you, that kid is so damn tough. Did you see the blocks he made? I mean, when he wasn't throwing or running, he was blocking the fool out of people.
He does it all. I mean, and you said it. I've always, you know, Bobo, I think like Georgia fans, sometimes it's a love-hate, and sometimes it's too much on Bobo. He's been fantastic this year. Called it, great game plan. You know, when they do that fake, Carl, where they've got everybody thinking the entire Texas defense is going with the sweep, and he throws it.
Yeah.
That was the one to Humphreys. Yeah. I mean, it's perfect design. Now, let me ask you this, Barbara, because we know how important SEC champions were to Coach Dooley, but now in this college football playoff, do you want Georgia to have a week off, or actually an entire month off, or do you say, the heck with it, I want my boys playing in that SEC championship?
Well, I don't know. You know, championships are championships to me, and Kirby has won so many. He's breaking every record in the world, but I think the boys really don't want an SEC championship. They'd rather go for number one. I don't know. I have not talked to Kirby about this, so I don't know. But don't you think they'd like a month off?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I think so.
I think they would like a month off. You know, this is ridiculous, but championships now are ho-hum. It's kind of like the year we went to the Sugar Bowl 3 years in a row. In the third year, everybody went, oh, my gosh, we don't want to go back to the Sugar Bowl. And now, are you kidding? You want to kill to go back.
Right.
Because you didn't go back for so long. But, you know, this is ugly, and I probably have to go to confession after I say this. But that Texas coach, Sarkisian, that man has no emotions. He just stood there. It was like he was not watching a cartoon. He was not watching a football game. He was not watching a murder mystery. He did not change his expression. I mean, really?
Yeah. Well, Barbara, you know what? I think he felt like and knew he was defeated. I mean, here's the deal.
Yeah, but that was wait a minute. That was the beginning of the game. The man never moved.
Because I'm talking about after the fake punt, the expression was, oh crap.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
after that moment. But you know what? Here's what Kirby has. It's Barbara Dooley joining us, guys. We love her. Brought to you by Kroger. Here's what Kirby has, and I think, you know, we have a guy. He comes on the show. His name's Connor Riley. Works for Dog Nation and covers a team.
Right.
And he came on, and he said, Barbara, this toughness thing is real. And I know Vince believed in it, too. You don't win national championships unless your team is tough. And I think people take that for granted now. With all these kids being so talented and good, there's something about just being tough. Tough-minded. Right? And your kids, that crosses over. Kirby's got that. Texas, they ain't got that. We ain't got that. That's where we're missing. And that is the frustrating thing.
You want the check. You don't want the contact.
But that's what you're seeing with Sark. That's why there's no expression. If you get in these games and you know your team is tough, you're not worried about that stuff.
Wow. Yeah, you got a point. That's for darn sure. You got a point. But I think our team has proved – this year, game after game, we are so damn mentally tough, we can do it.
Right. Right.
And I'm telling you, I love this team. It reminds me so much of the team in 1980. We won the national championship, and Herschel left us, and we thought, oh, we're going to be terrible next year. And right. We went 10-1 or something. Because those kids had it. They were mentally tough, physically tough, and they wanted it.
And they do. And that's the culture. There's certain schools that have that culture. Carl just talked about. Kirby's got it.
Yep.
Well, what do you.
Yep.
All right. Thanksgiving's coming up. I know. I'm not sure. Do we get Barbara next week or are we off for Thanksgiving?
I think we are off.
So are you? Please tell me you're not doing the cooking this time. Is somebody else doing the cooking for Thanksgiving?
Can I tell you it's the first time in 65 years I'm not cooking? We are going to my son Daniel's house for Thanksgiving.
Nice. Well, you have a great time. That's awesome.
You
Barbara.
Too, and I'm going to eat double turkey and triple wine. I might get a bottle with a straw and just enjoy the afternoon.
Barbara Dooley, thank you.
Outstanding.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your wonderful family. We love you, and we will talk soon, all right? Thank you again.
Love y'all. Take care. Go dogs.
Go dogs.
All right, guys. Lots of stuff there from Barbara Dooley. We got to shift gears and talk about the big picture with Stuart Mandel from The Athletic, and we're going to do that. His thoughts on the college football playoff rankings, his thoughts on Georgia as well. What does he think, Mike, about Georgia Tech and where they currently
are? Yeah, Georgia Tech's strength of schedule is a big bugaboo. The whole ACC's got all these crazy scenarios. We'll pick his brain. Does he believe in Indiana to do it all? We're live at Zuka, guys, Smyrna Market Village. Look at this crowd, Carl. We got a great crowd over here.
We got all our dudes.
Crowd over here having a good time.
Let's go.
Nice, man. Pizza, pasta, and ice cold Miller Lite. We got tchotchkes and goodies more till 6, so join the party here at Smyrna.
And thanks to the owner of this wonderful place hanging out with us as well. We appreciate him. hanging out with us. All right, we're coming back. Stuart Mandel from The Athletic next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Jim Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live in Smyrna, guys, at Zuka. We got to say good afternoon to our man, Stuart Mandel from The Athletic. Talk some college football. And, Stuart, I want to start, obviously, with the college football playoff rankings. We just had on Barbara Dooley. She joins us on a weekly basis and talking about Georgia and their big win over Texas. Do you see Georgia as a national championship caliber team? A lot of people didn't early in the season. Have your opinions changed on the Georgia Bulldogs?
Yeah, they have. You know, early in the season, maybe up through the loss to Alabama, I felt like this is not a typical Kirby Smart defense, and they were kind of hanging on for dear life. But it's definitely gotten a lot better. Their defense was dominant last week against Texas, as it was the week before against Mississippi State. Gunnar Stockton has emerged as one of the best quarterbacks in the SEC. So, you know, personally, I came away from last weekend, the combination of that game and Texas A&M having to, you know, mount a furious rally to beat South Carolina, thinking, I know A&M's ahead of Georgia in the standings, but I think Georgia, at this point in time, is probably the best team in the conference.
You know, we've had debates about Indiana, and I was kind of doubting Cignetti. And last year, I said, oh, this guy's a lot of hot air. But, brother, he's backed it up. That Oregon win's impressive. But there's not a lot of ranked opponents, though, on the Big Ten schedule right now. Do you put the SEC over the Big Ten top to bottom?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's become the trend the last couple of years is the SEC is still and probably always will be a deeper conference than the Big Ten. They just have more programs that recruit at that level. But nobody could say that the best teams in the Big Ten aren't as good, if not better, than the best teams in the SEC. That was certainly the case with the last two national champions. And so it is a shame that, for instance, Ohio State has not, you know, their conference schedule is such that they haven't, I don't know that they have a win right now over a top team that's currently in the top 25. Michigan will probably be the only chance. So they look great. Like, there's nothing about Ohio State that says, oh, no, they're overrated, right? But you don't really know until you see them play those, you know, those upper tier opponents, which the top teams in the SEC have. It's great whenever we get to see Georgia go up against an Alabama or a Texas. You know, games like that have to take place seemingly on a weekly basis in the SEC.
Stuart Mandel, guys, joining us. He writes for The Athletic, does a terrific job of covering college football. What's your take on Notre Dame? Well, what do you think about the Irish? A lot of people are resentful of the fact that, hey, no conference championship, here we go again. The committee feels like, or it seems like the committee wants them in just because it's Notre Dame. What's your take on this, Stuart?
I thought naively, I guess, that some of that would die down after they went, you know, made it to the national championship game last year and showed that they can beat the SEC champion and whatnot, but clearly I was wrong. They're really good.
You know, yes, they are.
They are the depth. They're the definition of a team that got better as the season went along. They have one of the best running back tandems in the country. C.J. Carr has been a big upgrade over quarterbacks they've had there in the past. Now, the problem those first two games was the defense. New coordinator, you know, replacing some guys. They really struggled in those games, and they've gotten a lot better since then. Now, I totally understand when people say, well, USC is their only good win, right? They haven't had those upper-tier wins, and they certainly won't these last 2 weeks, but if you go by any sort of like power rating, statistical ranking, watching the games with your own eyes, I mean, that seems to me to be a team that can get back to the national championship game. But first, they have to make the playoff.
Talking with Stuart Mandel, guys, about the you know, this college football playoff, Miami and the ACC. You know, it's just, speaking of Notre Dame, we joke around. It's not to offend you with a sexual innuendo, but we call it just the tip. But they don't play in a conference championship. Is Miami worthy in your mind? And what's your take? Sorry, two-part question. What do you think of Georgia Tech? We know their strength of schedule is not that stout.
Well, Georgia Tech, I don't really know what's going on. I know they've had injuries on defense, but it's really just the last two games, their defense has just fallen apart. I think earlier in the season I had more faith in them than I do now. The problem, obviously, for the ACC, that Miami win over Notre Dame and the Alabama, the Florida State win over Alabama, like those were two really big non-conference wins for that conference. Nobody else has them. And so it's hard to take a Virginia or a Georgia Tech or a Pitt seriously at this point. But somebody's going to make the championship game. And I think what everybody's struggling with right now is that everybody still thinks, hey, Miami's the most talented team in the conference, right? If you were going to pick one team from the ACC and say, who can make a run in the playoff, you would say Miami. But they screwed it up, and they're at the mercy of the committee right now because they're not going to get a chance probably to win the ACC.
Stuart, what's your where's Lane Kiffin going, man? Where is he? Is he staying or is he going? What do you think about Kiffin and all of the rumors that are out there in regards to him leaving Ole Miss?
The fact that he hasn't, you know, put it to rest yet, that he's letting this drama play out, tells me that he is seriously considering leaving. And I think originally we thought, why would he want to go to LSU? That place is a mess right now. And now it seems like that is the place he really wants to go. But he's wrestling with that. And also, is he really willing to be the guy that abandons his team right before they go play in the college football playoff? And so that's the decision he's facing. I'm sure he realizes if he does that, his reputation will go. He's done such a good job of rebuilding his reputation over the years and putting it to the point where, look, he's the most sought after guy in the carousel, despite the fact he's been fired three different times. If he abandons Ole Miss on the brink of the playoff, there goes all that goodwill he's built up over the years.
Stuart, but couldn't he tell them, if that's what he wants to do, we cannot announce this until I lose or win?
No one will sit on that, though, right?
I'm just saying, like, if it's that big of a deal, right? I know you want me. I want to come. But we can't do this until I'm done with the season. Could he do that?
Well, I think the issue at this point is not so much that an LSU can't wait. I think pushing the portal back to January has helped with that. Like, it's not as urgent as it was when the portal opened right after the regular season. Right now, it seems like the problem's coming from Ole Miss. They don't want this hanging over their season.
Gotcha.
The first round of the playoff is not for a month from now. You're going to let this distraction continue. I mean, the point of no return to me, guys, was his family took private planes to go visit those schools.
I know.
Who does that? Who's ever heard of that, right?
Right.
So once that happened, I don't blame Ole Miss for saying we need a decision. Some people are like, "Don't. Why would you do that? Don't screw up your season." It's insulting, frankly, that he's doing this. And by the way, their school in their own conference. If it were somebody on the other side of the country that you never compete against, okay. But these are schools in your own conference. And by the way, with the portal being what it is, like Lane Kiffin could be at Ole Miss convincing his players to go follow him to LSU. So I totally sympathize with Ole Miss in this.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, you're not going to replace him. There's just nobody out there that can do what he does. Plus, he's sexy. It's like Steve Spurrier.
That's right.
Stuart Mandel with us, guys from The Athletic. We said yesterday, Stuart, it's like when Tommy Tuberville left Ole Miss for Auburn. You know, Ole Miss just always feels like they're left at the altar. Some of the other jobs, were you surprised that James Franklin didn't wait the process out and jumped at Virginia Tech?
Well, he's got a really good agent, and I assume that really good agent put out feelers to some of these other schools. And maybe there was interest. Right, from one of the bigger name schools or an SEC
or
school. Maybe there wasn't, or maybe they're like, well, we're interested, but we want to talk to this guy first. And so he just didn't want to wait. Virginia Tech's right there. You know, he can already start the job. It's kind of an unusual situation. So, and it's a good job. I mean, I think if you have a chance to be in the Big Ten or SEC, that's going to be preferable because they're always going to have more opportunities to go to the playoffs. But Virginia Tech, to me, has been a sleeping giant for the last 10 years. We know what they're capable of. They're one of only four schools I consider in the ACC to be football schools, not basketball schools, with Florida State, Miami, Clemson. And so when you have that kind of support, Lane Stadium, when it's going, is rocking, you know, they can contend for ACC championships.
Yeah, it's interesting. Speaking of these other jobs, any clue? We're trying to play this you know, these magical chairs here, right, and place people in certain jobs. I mean, I don't
guess Sumrall to Auburn, is that the thing, right?
Well, that's the rumor now. The coach at Tulane, what are you hearing there, Stuart, as we talk college football, by the way, with Stuart Mandel from The Athletic? What are you hearing there about the Auburn job or any of these other open jobs that again, you know, Florida seems so attractive, but who's the real person there?
Well, I think the Lane Kiffin situation is the domino that has to occur first before we start really feeling out the ripple effects. I do expect John Sumrall to get an SEC job next year, whether that's Auburn. But if you're him and there's any possibility that Florida or LSU is going to come calling, can you really hold, you know, are you really going to go ahead and commit to Auburn? So I think it's unfortunate that because so many schools fired their coaches in the middle of the season, then now they want answers. I mean, Tulane is the highest-ranked G5 team this week. They have a clear path to go to the playoffs, and he's got to figure out right now, am I going to Auburn, am I going to Arkansas, whatever it may be, is an unfortunate consequence of the bigger playoff.
I guess one last question. Ohio State, we know that Ryan Day has been so good, got off the, you know, got off the schneid last year, but this could be a five-game losing streak to Michigan. Give Michigan even money to continue this, or can Ohio State figure it out with those tremendous wide receivers and insane at quarterback?
There's nothing about that matchup this year that would say Michigan can beat them, but there was nothing about last year's matchup that said Michigan could beat them. At this point, I'm not going to, you know, rule out Michigan. They've proven me wrong before, but you know, this Ohio State team is a machine. They have a great quarterback, great receivers. The defense is unbelievable. I think if the only thing you might say is the weak spot is the running game, and even there, they have a couple freshmen who've gotten better and better as the season's gone along. So now, if Ohio State plays Indiana in the Big Ten title game, they're both undefeated. Who knows? I wouldn't have a clear favorite in that game, but they should certainly beat this Michigan team, who is better on offense than they were last year, but still pretty limited.
Stuart, great job, man, as always. Read him. Check out The Athletic, guys. It's going to be an interesting end to the college football season. Stuart, we'll talk to you soon, man. Thank you again.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys, join Andy and Randy this Friday for a special broadcast of the Midday Show live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Enjoying all the great food, drinks, and scenic views while gearing up for the weekend of football and basketball. Andy and Randy live from 11 to 2, Twin Peaks in Kennesaw right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Got to give a big shout-out to Josh and his wonderful family. They've showed up. Josh, thank you for listening. Lives in Smyrna, works in Alpharetta, hate the drive, but he's here hanging out with us and a big, big 92.9 The Game listener in Dukes and Bell. So thank you, Josh.
And Dave over there, see the guy in the camo shirt? My old neighbor from Spire, Carl.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I hadn't seen this dude forever.
I know. So, again, he's like, when are you moving back to the city? I'm never coming back to the city. I'm a country boy. I'm like those progressive heads. I've become my dad. Coming up in Guy Talk next, guys, live from Zuka here in Smyrna Market Village. Some sad news, Carl, from Augusta.
What?
A tradition, unlike any other, is gone. And also one in Buckhead. I'll explain in Guy Talk coming up next. Join the party. We're here until 6 with Miller Lite. Miller Lite specials, tons of free stuff for you guys as well.
an event unlike any other.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We're having so much fun here at Zuka's, guys. 2860 Atlanta Road, hanging out with a bunch of our listeners. Again, Smyrna Market Village, Mike, and we're running back and forth because we're saying hello to everybody.
I mean, we got such a great crowd, so come on down and join the party, man. So many great listeners and so many folks talking. We know the owners, talking to some folks from Chicago. We were just talking about the Battery, and they were just talking about the Bears and the new stadium and what that's going to be and how everybody wants, you know, their own kind of pre-made Battery, like the way the Braves have done.
True.
Now, in Chicago, which is by hook or crook, you have that great neighborhood in Wrigleyville and up down the road at Lincoln Park, but everybody wants to have that kind of vibe. They're trying to maybe create that out in the suburbs of Chicago. Won't be the same, but the Battery has been a Carl. Even there's college teams now trying to do
You're
that
right.
And replicate that kind of success. Speaking of great establishments, great traditions, a lot of fun. I nearly cried when I saw this. This dropped on Monday. I didn't see it until yesterday. We were up at Falcons headquarters. The Hooters on Washington Road in Augusta is no more.
What?
They've leveled it.
It's legendary.
It's gone. John Daly, all those years with his RV sitting in front of the Hooters on Washington Road.
That's right.
The former Hooters building, there's video of it being demolished, and God knows how much money we've spent in that place over the years. But John Daly would be there with his camper signing those T-shirts and signing all his swag and gear. Now, this is all part of that real estate, which includes now that strip on Washington Road. The old movie theater got nailed, too, and it's been bought by the Masters.
What are they going to do with
Augusta? It's going to be parking.
Wow.
Augusta National has continued to develop that space they want. And look, the beauty of it is, because it's the Masters, reasonable parking. You're not getting killed on the parking charges when you roll in.
Yeah.
And it's part of your badge. So it's all part of the expanding footprint of where Augusta National has expanded the parking. So it's gone. So when you're walking down or you're parking on Washington Road, that Hooters is no more.
All right.
An event unlike
any
other.
Rest in peace.
Shut up, Mark.
Rest in peace, man. That was a good Hooters, by the way. Good Hooters.
It's a great Hooters.
Yeah.
How many guys had a picture with John Daly? I think probably half our audience had a picture with John Daly at that. Well, maybe not Day Day. His wife would let him go. But it was a good time.
It was.
Speaking of traditions, which unfortunately are going the way of the dodo, I believe December 6th, I reached out to Dave, the owner, but a bar that, Carl, you and I, you had just started working with Cordell when 92.9 launched, and I was still working at 790, but we used to do a lot of stuff with Dan Tanas.
Of course.
And Dan Tanas, initially, they had the satellite location at CNN Center, but the original Buckhead Dan Tanas is going to close December 6th.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
So when I first got to town, it's so funny you say this, I was like, where can I go? Well, smoke cigars.
Right.
And it was one of the first places that was recommended to me.
The best.
And I used to go to Dan Tanas. My family was not here yet at the beginning because I was here a long time before we actually launched the station and just checking things out. And I would go in there, man, on a weeknight or Friday night or whatever. And that was one of the first places I would go. Always a cool spot. And the food was always good. That's tough, too. Mike, now you're killing me, man. Two great spots.
Oh, so many times we'd play. You know, in the old days when I did morning drive, we'd go play golf at Heritage. Mm. And after the Pink Pony, we'd wind our way back to Dan Tanas.
It's a full day, sir.
Or the Palm, or both. And sometimes Willie would leave the Palm. I'll come down to Dan Tanas, do a shot with him. I got to go back to work. I got an 8 time. But anyway, yeah, according to the AJC, I believe it's December 6th.
Oh.
Will be the final day. Again, for those who are not familiar, it's just past the Westin Hotel, right there in the Lenox Mall complex. And I can't tell you how many celebrities I've seen at Dan Tanas. One of my favorites, I think I told Day-Day the story, was the time years ago, me and Johnny Plops and the crew, and it was LeVar Arrington when he was dating Serena Williams. And they were hanging out, just literally, you know, standing in one of those bars you can like lean into, which is kind of a cool concept too. You would basically stand on these bars, these tops behind the bar, and we talked. And Serena was, that's why I was always a fan, but I became a huge fan after getting a chance to meet her in person. But so many folks, Joe Montana, one time in Dan Tanas with Dan Marino.
Mike, I saw Jerry Jones in there one time.
Yes.
Jerry, and it was one of these owners' meetings that they had in Atlanta, and Jerry was in there. Now, there was a couple of guys with him, obviously, either security or whatever, but Jerry was in there just chopping it up. You're right about the celebrities. It was one of the go-tos, and that's look, man, how long have they been there? 20, 25?
It's got to be, I want to say early 2000s.
Okay,
because from the time we worked with them, and then, you know, for many years, that was always the go-to before a Thrashers game or a Falcons game back in the day, but anyway, or a Hawks game for that matter. But, yeah, man, just we love it, and congratulations on the success that they've had all those years, the owner and company.
Is he going to do something else?
He's not going to be involved. They said somebody else will go into the space, but they're out. So I'm not sure what the lease story is, but they're out. All right, I don't know what's funnier. The fact that there's an adult gymnastics, adult cheerleading competition, and the fact that Bill Belichick showed up at his girlfriend's adult cheerleading contest. Now, if you didn't see this, Bill Belichick is literally watching. And if you remember the movie Dodgeball,
yeah,
remember they had it was a high school team, and the kid that was on the dodgeball team had to go compete. And you know the way they do like those mashup mixes for the team cheerleading contest? It's like there's a small breakdown, then it's more energy.
Yes,
and it's the goofiest thing. Her team, Jordan Hudson, is called Code Black, and you've got adults. You've got adults doing a cheerleading competition, and Belichick is there watching it.
Unbelievable.
I mean, now that's total commitment to your
It's
to
a topic neither
girlfriend.
One of them is comfortable commenting on.
Yes.
But, I mean, look, if you are a professional cheerleader, if you're a Dolphins cheerleader, a Falcons cheerleader, a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, you're a professional cheerleader. But to be an adult and an adult male, and you're – what do you do? Now, look – guys play in over 40, you know, basketball pickup leagues.
Softball.
I played rugby for years, the Roy Hobbs baseball leagues, all that stuff. But, I mean, there's just something so freaking goofy about adult cheerleading. I'm sorry, man.
I mean,
even Zeno doesn't do that.
The biggest – that's true. The biggest surprise – and Zeno was a cheerleader at one point. And he has – there's no shame. He was a Ravens cheerleader.
It's a great way to meet chicks.
The thing about this is – I think the funniest part to your point, Mike, is that Belichick is there. Who would have thought that he would be there?
I mean,
that's the part.
Barstool Sports has it for the win. There's so many different lines they're saying. You got to admit, I mean, this has got to be some great loving that he's getting from this younger woman, but the commitment level to be there, to do that, it's kind of mind-blowing. All right, man, I promised this story. Let me get to it. It's about the Eagles, and you and I had talked about disconnect, seemingly, between Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown.
For sure.
And A.J. Brown, of course, was traded by the Titans. They regret that decision. Certainly, back in the day, Vrabel wasn't too happy about it. A.J. Brown's a tremendous talent who's underutilized in that offense, right? Well, we thought about a month ago, there was a tete-a-tete that was set up by Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
To bring everybody together. A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts, Saquon were talking. And then afterwards, reporters go to A.J. Brown. There was no meeting. And he kind of denied it. Like, no, there's no meeting. Then he's doing a video with some friends, and they ask him about the team. He goes, it's a blank show, and he's miserable. So he's not even hiding it. Well, if you want to add a new wrinkle to the Philadelphia soap opera, DeSean Jackson thinks there's something else going on between Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. When discussing the situation in the House of Action, that's DeSean's podcast, he said that the splintered relationship between Brown and Hurts is not exclusive to the gridiron. He goes, as you can tell, something else is going on. He goes, and I got a great relationship with him. I respect him. I can't say it. I guess he's talking about A.J. Brown, but I know something else is going on. It's not all about football.
Uh-oh.
Not all about X's and O's.
Uh-oh.
I've had situations with quarterbacks I didn't necessarily like. Maybe Donovan McNabb.
Yep.
And I'm going just to be honest, and when it ain't there, it sticks out like a sore thumb. That's all I'm going to say.
See, you playing with our emotions. I mean, if you know something, I'm like Trey Young right now. State your source, okay?
Spill the beans.
If you know something, state your source. Because here's the deal. Now you're just throwing stuff up against the wall, and people are going to assume all this stuff. And you know what brothers are going to say. It's a woman. That's right. The immediate thing that people are going to think.
But my first thought was,
this is some kind of woman involved, and this is, and I'm not saying that it is that. We don't know that.
My first thought was Willie Rofe and Joe Horn with the Saints?
Yes.
And that famous situation which played out, there was literally like a soap opera in the locker room.
Come on, man. Look, I just hate that he said this. Say what you know, and as Trey said, state your source, and then let's keep it moving. Don't tease us.
And I'll be honest, Jalen Hurts is a blue-collar quarterback.
Yes,
he is not a diva.
Yes,
the diva is A.J. Brown.
Yep.
The offensive line loves him. He's in the work in. We've all seen this guy squatting a Volkswagen, right? I mean, I like A.J.'s game. I wonder if this situation finally becomes untenable, where he's just finally going to ask for the trade, or they just oblige him. And being the Eagles, they'll go turn it into drafting more Georgia Bulldogs.
There's a story that came out yesterday, though, in The Athletic by Dan Rossini. Dan is contending that Jalen is not doing what he's supposed to be doing on offense in terms of when there's zone coverages, he's not ripping the ball out. And his teammates are getting upset because they're working to get open. And instead of them going deep and trying to get open down the field, he's just doing little checkdowns down the field.
That's what
plays that are there, too, that maybe Jalen can make or he used to make. And in turn, too, Jalen has, like, his lowest turnover number in his entire career. But his teammates are like, you got to be
– Yeah, but he's not
– Well,
that's
stretching
the field.
Pete Prisco was on the Steakhouse the other day. He was talking about quarterback completion percentage is the highest it's ever been, but downfield throws are down.
That's stretching the field.
But he was saying it's more about offensive coordinators being chicken blank and not willing to take the risk of the turnover.
Well, a lot of these teams, and you see it week in and week out. Hell, we do it. They play these zones, and you give a receiver 10 yards off the ball, Mike, I'm going to take that, right? 8-yard pickup. 10-yard pickup. But the thing – and I'm glad you brought this up because that's what I had heard the dispute was he was more upset about, dude, even when the play is called for me
– You're not throwing it to me.
You're not throwing it to me.
Well, then that's – I'll reverse that. Then, come on, Jalen, show some nuggets, man. Let's go with the ball down the field. Final note, it's Guy Talk Guys. We're live from Zuka Falcon Report coming up here in just minutes. Kyle Schwarber grew up in Ohio. Grew up a Cincinnati Reds fan. Grew up going to games here. Is he willing to take a bit of a hometown discount to go to the Reds when this will be his last chance to make the monster contract? Schwarber's the biggest free agent right now in baseball, but he was talking to The Athletic and saying that, yeah, you know what? I've always had an affinity for the Reds. And wouldn't that be a shot in the arm for the team, which is usually sellers than buyers at the trade deadline?
Yeah, look, I think if you grew up in the Cincinnati area or Ohio, Mike, the Reds, you love them. And that would be interesting. But, Mike, why can't we get in on this?
Why can't we get in on Juan Soto? Why can't we get in all the high praise? But you know why? Because how many yachts can Maffey, the owner of Liberty Media, primary shareholder of Braves Holding, Waterski behind? Come on, Braves. Let's spend some loot. Give Anthopoulos more loot. Hey, man, that's Guy Talk here live from Zuka. By the way, great crowd. Thanks to everybody for coming out. Hey, man, we got our guys. By the way, everybody's on the Odyssey app. We had a malfunction with the speaker, so everybody's listening online.
Thank you, guys.
So appreciate that, man. Everybody's doing the thing with the app right now, live here at Zook on the Patio.
We need more of you on the app. Trust me. All right. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's your home of live college coverage in Atlanta. Saturday, 8 a.m., get the day started. College football game time. Guys, and also it's brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com, shop Alumni Hall, where all college fans shop. And, of course, we've got Louisville taking on SMU. We got the Hawks game Saturday night. We also have BYU against Cincinnati. Big matchups with big implications in college football. Saturday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When we come back, what is the quarterback that will start on Sunday saying?
Oh,
you're going to hear it next.
More jokes?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.